Republican Young Kim defeats Democrat Gil Cisneros, another GOP House win. By Joel B. Polag on November 15, 2020. Republican Young Kim officially defeated incumbent Representative Gil Cisneros, DCA, Saturday in California's 39th Congressional District, marking the latest GOP victory in an election that has seen Democrats lose seats nationwide while retaining a small majority in the House of Representatives. The Orange County Register reported. Whoever you voted for in this election, I hope you know that regardless of any differences we may have, I will always work on your behalf and fight for you, Kim said in a Facebook video declaring victory Friday night. Now that the election is over, I hope we can unite and move forward to address the issues that our nation faces. Cisneros issued a statement saying the voters have spoken after latest results showed Kim with 50.6% of the vote. While there were still several thousand mail-in and provisional ballots left to tally across the three counties that touch CA 39, both candidates said the math made it clear that Kim had won the race. The race was a rematch of the 2018 contest between Kim, a former state legislator, and Cisneros, a businessman and philanthropist. In 2018, Kim led on election night but lost as mail-in ballots were counted over several days. The same happened this year, but in reverse, as Republicans adopted some of Democrats' ballot harvesting tactics. Kim's victory marks the second Orange County congressional seat that Republicans have flipped back to the GOP in a traditionally conservative area of the liberal state. In addition, Kim, together with victorious Michelle Steele from the 48th District, will take their seats in Congress as the first two Korean-American women ever elected to the position of U.S. representatives. Both are Republicans. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.